The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And in case you don't know, March Madness, baby, it is literally right around the corner. All these conference tournaments are going on. All that excitement of watching kids play 40 minutes for all the marbles. And only one more chance, really, to get out on the floor. You're only guaranteed those 40 minutes. So, the March Madness, I'm starting to feel it. The spring training, I am definitely starting to feel that. NBA, I'm really starting to feel that, too, as there's been a lot of interesting things happening there as well. Got to welcome in the tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning, Dorf, man. March Madness in full effect, conference champions being crowned. We got NFL free agency. You know, the World Baseball Classic going on. The United States looks like the road team in Miami, and players not in midseason or playoff form, that's for sure, in the World Baseball Classic.
I'll tell you what, Israel making some serious noise at the World Baseball Classic. 4-0 so far, and a lot of interesting things, like you said, happening in the sports world in general. But got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I know we got a couple of guests today, Jeff. Why don't you let the people know who we have coming on with us here in a little bit?
All right. Coming up next segment, we have Scott Allen from right here in the Valley of the Sun. He covers the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to talk some NFL free agency. Scott's site is RaisingZona.com, and he can be followed on Twitter at AZ Sports Guy. And then next hour we should have Mike Wilson, who's been up in Vegas covering the Pac-12 tournament. He covers Pac-12 sports for PacificTakes.com. Website is really on top of everything, one of the SB Nation sites. So we'll get a lot from Mike there from Las Vegas, where the Arizona Wildcats took down the Oregon Ducks. Maybe a man short, maybe a few guys short, but regardless, the Arizona Wildcats and Sean Miller are Pac-12 champions. They'll look to be a number one seed in the West, and they really want to get back to Arizona before it's all said and done for the Final Four here in a couple of weeks in Glendale, Arizona.
Well, not only that, Jeff, I'll tell you what, that Arizona basketball team is pretty darn good defensively, offensively, and I'll tell you what, Sean Miller, tremendous coach, man, does a great job of really getting the most out of those guys. So I'll tell you what, I think they're a pretty dangerous team come March Madness, and obviously we are right there, but I like Arizona, man. I think they got a great chance to make a Final Four run, I'll be honest with you, man.
Quite a few good stories going on there. Hopefully we can put that timeout nonsense with 1 second left behind us, but just a great team effort. Obviously the U of A comes and goes on the play of Larry Markkanen, but man, that Alonzo Trier, what a comeback story. He was suspended part of the season, and then he's an integral part of Sean Miller's Pac-12 championship here in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm thinking, I don't know about you, but at this point, I'm thinking the top four seeds are probably going to be Villanova, Gonzaga, Kansas, even though they lost, obviously, early in North Carolina. Is that what you're feeling?
I feel North Carolina a lot, even though they lost. They played a couple good games against Duke this season. I was really impressed with that level of play. I was impressed with Notre Dame's ability to get by Florida State there in the ACC semifinal on Friday night. And you wonder if this is too taxing on some of the players' bodies, especially the one and done, or just all the freshmen, guys that just haven't played this kind of season, and then you're having to go play four games in four nights to win their conference tournament.
And as far as the two seeds, would it be maybe Baylor, let's say Kentucky? I'm thinking Arizona, and then obviously the Dukies.
I think that sounds pretty accurate. I might give Oregon a little bit of a fair shake, but it's really weird because when you're seeding this tournament, I think that you want to seed it for what's going to happen and not necessarily to reward the entire season. I think that without Boucher, Oregon loses that really valuable rim protector. Bigby Williams was solid, but it just wasn't enough to keep U of A from winning that basketball game. So, I mean, I might give Oregon a two, but they're probably looking like a three. So, ditto for UCLA. And how much credit do you give Iowa State for the run that they've made?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the bottom line is we're always going to have these like little interesting shocks and these teams that make a little run and come out of nowhere and come out of the woodwork. And then obviously they continue that performance throughout the March Madness tournament. And you know what? Iowa State has always been dangerous. They can get up and down the floor. They can score the basketball really well. Defensively, every now and then is kind of where I get a little bit not so sure about that team. But I think they're pretty solid, man. I think they're somewhere around a 5-seed Iowa State. So they could easily make some noise in this tournament, man. Again, I always say this. I think we always say this every year for the most part. This tournament is wide open, but this tournament is absolutely wide open this year. I mean, Kansas loses early in their tournament to TCU. North Carolina goes down. So my point is that even though we have these number one seeds, they've been beaten, and they've been beaten several times throughout the year. So this is literally anybody's tournament this year. Some have a better chance than others, but don't be surprised if Duke makes a great run as a 2-seed. UCLA could make a great run as a 3-seed, or an Oregon could make a great run as a 3-seed. Baylor, I don't know if they have the offense to do it, but what I'm trying to say is that even though these number one seeds are there, I don't necessarily think that they're guaranteed to have an easy run throughout this tournament, Jeff.
Well, it's certainly not. And I think that this is the year that we could see four crooked numbers on those final four lines. I think that, you know, the number one seeds are good. You know, they're going to earn their place. But at the end of the day, I don't think that there's an unbeatable team in college basketball. I don't think that there's a team that you just have to catch on a bad night. I think that there's a lot of parity probably in that top 16. And, you know, where's the first time that we're going to see a Big Ten team called out? Because Purdue, obviously, you know, struggled in their conference tournament. A little later after we go off the air, reminder, folks, we're on 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline USA Network here. But, you know, a little later today, the Big Ten championship's going to tip. Wisconsin and Michigan, either one of those teams is probably worthy of a top four seed. But I think winning that game is going to be a really big deal in the Big Ten conference.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. And I think that's the team that has kind of shown up here and gotten kind of into their rare March Madness form, and that would be the Wisconsin Badgers. They've sort of gotten things together the last few games. So you're right, it is an interesting battle to see who can win that contest and who will be crowned the Big Ten. They'll get the Big Ten championship. So interesting to find that out, and we'll see. I also think in a weird way, a team like Kansas that goes down early, maybe they needed that rest, Jeff. And let's not forget.
I agree 100%.
Well, and let's not also forget that Josh Jackson didn't play in that game because of a stupid thing that he did. And I'm sure that Bill Self would have liked to have heard about it maybe a game or two before, that they could have sat him out before that game. But ultimately, man, it's all about making good decisions, and he chose not to make a good decision. Therefore, he sits out, and it winds up really hurting the Kansas Jayhawks. But with that being said, rest might be good for them, too.
Yeah, there's definitely a silver lining. I'm a big advocate of losing your conference tournament. I think it's just too taxing, especially, you know, big conferences like the Big East or the Big Ten, where you might even play five games in the, you know, in the stretch of 6 days. So you got to be really careful about how much you exert yourself to chase down seeding. I mean, if you're chasing your March Madness life, if you got to get on the dance floor, you got to play with all you got. And, you know, if you're a little tired come next Thursday or Friday, that's just the hand you're dealt, and you got to play with it. And a lot of teams play through it. We've seen VCU go from being a play-in team to reaching the Final Four. So, you know, anything's possible, but being well-rested for the tournament is certainly a virtue to have going in.
How crazy is it, man? I mean, Northwestern's going to be in this tournament, and I don't really think that we can say that they're a team that gets to the tourney all that often.
Ever. I mean, first time.
They've got some players, though, man. They've got some really good players that are from Chicago that they got there at Northwestern, and they've got some kids that can ball, Jeff. So Northwestern could be a dangerous team, and I can't believe I'm saying that is my point.
Well, yeah, it's a big deal. You know, the decline of Illinois is not coincidental with Northwestern making their first appearance ever in the dance. I mean, Grochey's out, so Illinois is going to start over, much like their football team tends to do on an annual basis.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is we haven't given the Big Ten much love this year, but they do have some teams getting in there. So, you know what? They haven't been as strong as they have been in the recent years where Wisconsin's made those remarkable runs. However, don't be surprised if they get to the Sweet 16 once again, because they are a tournament team and they just have that knack and that ability to play well come March Madness. And you know what? That I expect the usual suspects, just like any other thing or any other sport, to get out there and probably do what they do. So Villanova, you're going to be around a while. North Carolina's probably going to be around a while. Gonzaga, man, I'm kind of interested to see how they do, because this is kind of the first year that they actually have expectations. Let's be honest. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with, I believe, Scott Allen on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness definitely on our minds, man. I got to say it. It's always such a great time to be thinking about sports and just watching sports. Got to love this time of year. Seriously. I know we have a guest, and Jeff, I'm going to let you bring in Scott Allen. So why don't you do that for us, brother?
Hey, he's on Twitter as the AZ Sports Guy, at AZ Sports Guy. He's Scott Allen. He's the editor of the site Raising Zona that talks about the Arizona Cardinals. But you're also a University of Arizona graduate, Scott. So how are you feeling this morning?
I felt pretty good. It was a little bit of a late evening, but I stuck through it and, happy. But, only the first goal was met. Got to get six more wins.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you this. Let me ask him something real quick, Jeff, since you mentioned that. I think Arizona's pretty darn good, to be honest with you. I think they can play up and down. I think they can slow it down. They've got guys, good bigs. They've got good guards. They seriously, in my humble opinion, have a great shot to get to the Final Four. Is that kind of your feeling about this team as well, or no?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. They're one of the teams that can get there all the way, obviously. They have the incentive to play in their home state if they do make it to the Final Four. As long as they can continue to play like they did last night, playing with great.
We'll have to get Scott back. A little bit of trouble with that cell phone. But, look, I think U of A is definitely poised to make a solid run in this tournament. But, since you mentioned the Arizona Cardinals, Jeff, and all the things that are happening with them, free agency and whatnot, we did lose Calais Campbell, the sweepstakes for him. He goes to the Jaguars. Are you kind of surprised that he went there?
The Jaguars have been overpaying players for a few years now. I don't think that it worked with Julius Thomas, but not surprised. When you get that free, it's Calais Campbell's last chance. He got the big contract from the Arizona Cardinals several years ago, like 5 years, $55 million. He goes on to Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's just desperate to try to make something happen. They've spent on free agents. They've had top 10 draft picks that have just flamed out. They've moved on from Luke Jokel. They've probably moved on from Justin Blackmon, so I'm not surprised that Jacksonville's trying to make a splash to stay relevant there in North Florida.
Yeah, but if I'm Calais, why the heck would I go there and not maybe Houston or some of the other options? Let's bring Scott Allen back in the mix here, Scott. We are talking a little bit about the Arizona Cardinals, obviously, and we did mention that Calais Campbell leaves. We knew that this was going to happen, but are you surprised with him going to the Jaguars and maybe not somebody a little bit more relevant to make that last push like Jeff is talking about for potentially winning a Super Bowl and at least having an opportunity to get to the playoffs and make that kind of a run?
I am surprised that he ended up with Jacksonville. They really weren't ever in the conversation that I knew of until he signed, until it was reported he was signing with them. I had heard he maybe Denver was in the mix, and
yeah,
it sounds like it had come down to Denver and Jacksonville. He was looking for, it's his last big payday. He's 30 years old. And I think what it also came down to was, he mentioned this yesterday on the NFL Network that Tom Coughlin was a big factor as to why he went there. But Jacksonville is spending money like it's going out of style. So, Calais just wanted to get his, I guess.
Interesting.
Tony Jefferson,
go ahead, Jeff.
On the way out, looked like he was going to Cleveland for a minute, ends up signing with the Baltimore Ravens, kind of a late bloomer out of the University of Oklahoma. What could you say to kind of reset Tony Jefferson's time with the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, Jefferson, very hard worker, very, certainly up and coming is a good word. He came out of nowhere and, but you could see him blossoming a couple of years ago in 2014. And, he really turned it into something. In 2016, he was one of the better defenders. A lot of people were surprised he wasn't selected for the Pro Bowl, not even as an alternate. You know, it's just, I think it came down with him that the Cardinals just didn't value him as much as others did. You know, the Cardinals did have an offer on the table for him, but after Eric Berry got paid, there was no way he was going to be able to accept what the Cardinals were offering him. And so, you know, he went and got money, but he also went to somebody that, you know, is considered a contender. So, you know, I'm happy for him, and, you know, I hope that he plays well for the Ravens.
That's the let me ask you one more thing about the Cardinals before Dorf dives into the rest of the NFL here. And switch a kicker, you get a Phil Dawson, who's a very seasoned veteran in the NFL, a fan favorite from his time in Cleveland, replaces Chandler Catanzaro, who just couldn't get his mechanics right all of 2016, and it probably cost the Arizona Cardinals a few games in the long run.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't as down on Chandler Catanzaro as a lot of people, you know, seem to be. When you go back down and break down, he missed two end-of-game kicks, but he also made two, and people forget that. He made two game winners as well. So, yeah, he was inconsistent. He's young. But I understand, you know, it's a win-now mentality, and the Cardinals had to move on. A little surprised it was Phil Dawson, but, you know, the guy's career speaks for itself, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Again, that is the voice of Scott Allen. Check him out at RaisingZona.com. That's his website. Hey, let me ask you this, and then we can, if you want to move on around and just talk about free agency in general, or we can stick with the Cardinals. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. But what do you, in your humble opinion, what went wrong for the Arizona Cardinals in the first place? I have my own opinion, but I want to hear what you think went wrong and why they had such a terrible season in general.
Well, you know, I think it was a combination of things. I think, first of all, they felt like, you know, with as close as they got in 2015, I think a little bit of it was, you know, them reading their own press clips. I think that you had a lot of them believe that they could just show up and turn a light switch on and everything was going to work. I think there was some of that going on. So I think also injuries played a key. You know, you hate to blame injuries on anything. And, you know, I personally never really use it as an excuse for them. But at the same time, it had to be considered a factor. And then I think it's just, you know, I think maybe some players just weren't as good as they thought they were. And I think that it came down to that. And you had a lot of roster turnover, especially towards the middle part to the end of the year. You know, you had guys dropping like flies. And when you don't have any consistency at a lot of the positions, especially, you know, you had injuries along the offensive line, that hurt. You know, that led to more sacks of Carson Palmer last year. I think, again, it was just a combination of things to where they just never really got themselves going like they did the previous year. And, you know, so we'll see what this year brings. There's going to be a lot more roster turnover.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you on a lot of what you said. I think that accountability is huge. And when you get destroyed the way that they did at Carolina in that football game, I think it's almost impossible to recover from something like that with Carson Palmer. And to be quite honest with you, to me, that's what I think is the biggest problem, is that Carson Palmer never recovered from that game as well, Scott.
Yeah, no, and it's a good point. You know, and Palmer, and you go look at Palmer's numbers, he didn't have a horrible season. He just didn't have the type of season that he had the year before. And I think that's what a lot of people were expecting to see. You know, certainly now that he's, you know, said he's coming back for 2017, they're expecting him to be back near that level again. There's a lot of skeptics. There's a lot of fans that don't want him back. There are a lot of fans that do want him back. But at this point, he gives them the best option, you know, the best opportunity to win in 2017.
We'll see. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, the plan B, if Carson Palmer did retire this offseason, was a guy named Mike Glennon out of Tampa Bay. I just don't see, you know, and I see the Chicago Bears are prepared to move on from Jay Cutler, and they think Mike Glennon's the answer. The prospect of Glennon coming to Arizona had to be on your radar just because of your coverage of the Cardinals. What do you think of Glennon as a player, and is he really capable of making any noise in the NFC North?
That's a tough question. You know, Glennon's one of those guys. He's obviously got a great arm. You know, I'm a little skeptic of a guy that's been sitting on the bench for the last 2 years. And, you know, obviously he's been learning. Hopefully he's been learning. You know, he's been sitting behind Jameis Winston. But, you know, here's a guy that hasn't started in the NFL, and, you know, the Bears are ready to pay him. And, I understand it. The Bears are, you know, they've been quarterback desperate, you know, for as long as I've been living. And, you know, I have mixed feelings. You know, I don't know how he would have done in a Cardinals uniform. I don't know what their plans were for him. I've heard that he was Plan B. You know, I don't know if that's actually true. I haven't ever heard anybody from the Cardinals ever say that.
Hey, Scott, just hold that thought. We'll bring you back up on the other side to finish that thought. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. It's Orphan Sports with Jeff Rich. We're hanging out with Scott Allen as well. Keep it close. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Snap to A-Rod. Looks right. Looks left. In the pocket. Steps up. Under some pressure, buys more time, scrambles left, throws end zone, caught by Devontae Adams, a miracle catch, touchdown on the left corner of the end zone to beat Cody Sensabaugh, and what a throw by Aaron Rodgers.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tannehill back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone.
Got it.
He make the catch. Parker.
The Dolphins.
Touchdown, Miami.
To take the lead.
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
I can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side. The play fake. Here's the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on second and five. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks a tackle at the 20. And he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone. And the answer from Cousins to Garcon. 70 yards for the touchdown.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Talking some free agency in NFL right now, and we've been kind of focusing on the Arizona Cardinals, but I believe we're going to take it in a different direction. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so the big name out there, I don't know that he's the best value out there, but the big name out there in free agency is going to be Adrian Peterson. The Minnesota Vikings are choosing to move on from him. You know, we've talked about the prospect of going to the Giants or the Packers, but according to Jacina Anderson at ESPN, he's meeting with the Seahawks this week. And that's interesting to both of you. Dorf, you're a Packer fan. Scott, you know, you're all over the Arizona Cardinals. Adrian Peterson to Seattle, is that scary if you're a fan of another team in the NFC?
Scott, you go first, man.
All right. Well, no, it's not scary to me, to be honest. You know, if it were 4, 5, 6 years ago, yes. Right now, no. You know, honestly, I think you're getting a guy. I mean, he's going to be a workhorse wherever he goes. The guy's going to get his yards. He's going to be the main back, you know, whoever's bringing him in. You know, Seattle obviously has some issues at running back. They need to find somebody there. And I know that they're bringing in several people this week, including Peterson. But, you know, yeah, you know, he's always going to be, you know, that elusive back. I think he still has something in the tank, let me put it that way. But I don't think that he's going to be, at least in my opinion, I don't think he's as feared as he once was.
I think that he's definitely going to play with a chip on his shoulder. We all know that about AP. I think that the Vikings should be somewhat cautious about letting him go to a place like Green Bay where he could potentially hurt them twice or maybe more a year. I think Seattle's interesting, to be honest with you. I think that that would be somewhat significant for them if they could pull AP over there, because then you have yourself a couple of running backs potentially. We'll see how people recover from injury there in Seattle, but ultimately AP, we know, like you said, he's going to get his yards, he's going to go out there and he's going to play and he's going to run right up and down that field. You do have to change your offense to a certain degree if you're going to bring AP in as well. So There's a lot of pluses. There's going to be some negatives as well. However, I would take a gamble on a guy like that versus, and I'm talking about an immediate impact where this guy could come in next year and absolutely have a huge impact for a football team. Whereas instead of going to the draft and saying, oh, well, we'll build around and try to find a running back, it's going to take that guy most likely 2 to 3 or 4 years to actually make his mark. I think if you're looking for a quicker hit, AP could be that guy, and AP could come in and make a huge impact for a team right away next season, Jeff.
And on the echoes of that sentiment, does Jamaal Charles have anything left in the tank? That's another big name, but maybe not the best value out there in free agency.
See, let me take this one first. And I would be real hesitant about Jamaal Charles versus AP. AP, yeah, he was a little banged up and whatnot, but Jamaal Charles has been pounded on and beat up for years and year after year, and I don't know if he's ever finished a season. So I would be more hesitant about his injuries and him being prone to injury versus AP. At least that's me personally. Go ahead, Scott.
I agree. Yeah, and I think Jamaal Charles, you know, he's, I don't know, he's just one of those guys you just can't trust now at this point. You know, he's got, you know, injury after injury, and I would be, you know, unless you have other guys there, you could bring him in as a backup. I wouldn't bring him in as a starter. You know, certainly, you know, I think, yeah, he would still have something in the tank, he hasn't had as much wear and tear as other people because he's been sitting a lot, being injured. But again, I would be hesitant to sign him to something, long term, I wouldn't give him a lot of money at this point. I'd give him no more than a 1-year contract at this point, and see what he can do. I understand teams needs to bring in, a guy like Jamaal Charles, but no, he's just somebody that I couldn't trust right now.
Hey, let me ask you both this. Jeff, I gotta go here. I have to go here with you, okay? Because I know that the Browns made a move, and the move was Brock Osweiler, and they pick up that $16 million contract, and at the end of the day, man, what the heck are the Cleveland Browns doing? What is going on with these guys? Because they have absolutely zero direction, if you ask me, man. So try to get the Cleveland Browns out of the doo-doo that I think they're in. What the heck are they doing, man?
Well, this was a clear salary dump. This wasn't about acquiring the failed Houston Texans' big splash from a year ago. This was just taking that money off of Houston's hands, and they had to take a ransom for it, and they get a 2018 second-round pick. I mean, you have to assume that Houston's probably not a Final Four team, even if they are able to pull off this trade for Tony Romo. I know that they made some moves. They get A.J. Boye back in their secondary. That's probably one of the bigger moves. And in fact, these defensive players staying where they're at is probably the biggest story of free agency and the biggest priority. But to address it from the Browns angle, they had $102 million in cap space. They needed to get to a salary floor, which has never been an issue before. But, let's face it, a 1-15 team just gutted itself even further. They let a lot of free agents walk a year ago, including Alex Mack, including Tayshaun Gibson to Jacksonville. And they're looking to start over, and that's the way that Sashi Brown, the GM there, and Paul DePodesta, who came from the baseball world, he serves as their strategic officer. So they're playing analytics, they're playing Moneyball. It's not a bad thing, but it's just a process. And it's a process that I feel does have direction. It's just going to take some time. And letting Terrell Pryor walk to the Redskins for $8 million, that's not a good way to keep your core together, but let's face it, they were 1-15 a year ago. How valuable is that core to them? They re-signed Jamie Collins. I think that's a big deal too.
So would you say this was more of a move of creativity by the Cleveland Browns than anything?
Absolutely. And I'd look for the NFL to kind of come down on it, because there's nothing worse than seeing those expiring contracts, that dead weight traded in the NBA around the deadline. And, I don't want to see the NFL trend in that direction. What's your thoughts on that, Scott?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, 100%. And for the Browns, it was all about getting young, and they're trying to build draft picks. And I think in the case of Brock Osweiler, I think it said a lot when they traded for Osweiler in the second-round draft pick, and their quote was, "We're excited to get a second-round draft pick." So, they didn't even – all they could do is mention Osweiler at the end and say, we look forward to him competing, for the quarterback position. I'm like, well, that's doesn't sound too good for Osweiler, so he'll probably end up getting cut by the Browns. And at that point, they're just restocking for draft picks. I mean, I just saw the list of their draft picks for the next two drafts, and it's quite amazing.
Well, yeah, this obviously means
should they trade?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Should they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Should the Browns trade for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, if it took like 12 or 33 in next year's pick.
Yeah, I don't know if New England wants to let him go, to be quite honest. And you hear all these rumors about, them trying to trade Garoppolo and all these teams that want him. And, if I'm the Browns, let's just start over. I mean, obviously they have the draft picks to trade if that's what New England wants. And New England is certainly all about, they're more about the middle draft picks rather than the higher draft picks. But, it's hard to say if that's where he's going to end up going.
What do you think about the Packers picking up Martellus Bennett? I think that was probably pretty awesome, if you ask me. And then And then they back it up, and they get another tight end. So it looks to me like the Packers are loading up on tight ends once again. But Martellus Bennett got to be the best, or if not the best, one of the top of the bunch, yes or no?
As far as tight ends go, absolutely one of the best. And, Bennett's a guy who, was kind of surprised. Obviously I was surprised Chicago let him go. And then, he had such a great season in New England. And I think if you don't have a guy named Gronk in New England, Bennett gets re-signed there. But, yeah, Green Bay is loading. They've got – not only did they get, like you said, they got another tight end. They got Lance Kendricks as well yesterday.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just they're rich getting richer.
It's a good free agency period to be a tight end. I mean, Martellus Bennett gets 3 years from Green Bay. Jack Doyle, back in Indianapolis for $19 million. Brett Griffin, Ryan Griffin, Red Ellison, Darren Fells, and your guy there, Jermaine Gresham, going to re-up with Arizona. How valuable is he to that offense?
Yeah, Gresham was one of those guys I was mixed on. He came in 2 years ago. Was caught him on the back end of an injury when he was with Cincinnati. He had a back injury, and then he got injured, a few days into training camp, his first training camp here. And so he was on a one-year contract. I was actually surprised they brought him back last year, and then they brought him back on another one-year contract last year. His numbers did improve. His productivity improved in 2016. So not entirely surprised that they brought him back. I was a little surprised it was a four-year deal. But you've got to go with what you know. A little surprised that Darren Fells left. I kind of thought the Cardinals might be interested in bringing him back as a backup. But, after he left yesterday, this tight end's moving all over the place. But, hey, you could do worse than a Jermaine Gresham.
Hey, Scott, last question for you. Appreciate you taking time out with us again, by the way. Scott Allen, check him out at RaisingZona.com. Where does Tony Romo wind up?
That depends on who you want to believe. I personally don't think he's going to end up getting traded. I think at this point, Cowboys are just going to have to let him go. It's going to be hard to find a trade partner when you come out and say you're going to release him and then try to get a trade for him. If teams know that, the Cowboys, they can just get him without having to trade for him, he's just going to end up getting released. And, where he ends up, that's anybody's guess. I know there's a lot of talk about Houston. I honestly don't think he ends up there. There's been talk about Denver, but there's been several other teams, So who knows what to believe? I think, at age 36, he's certainly still got something left in the tank as long as he can stay healthy. And he can help somebody here for the next couple of years, but I have no idea where that'll be.
Scott, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll definitely have to catch up with you down the road, man.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Scott Allen, check him out, RaisingZona.com. Good stuff. All around good stuff. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, obviously, and finish up this hour. First hour is just about in the book, so keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Deep back in the eye is Coleman with DeMarco. Split off. They'll toss it to Tevin. Left side around the edge. Got a block. Touchdown, Atlanta. And Tevin almost ran that one back to the locker room. And went it all the way into tunnel and high-fived somebody standing about 30 yards deep in the tunnel.
Michael, nowhere to go. And that's it. The Atlanta Falcons, NFC champions. On to Super Bowl 51.
Brady identifies the mic from the right hash mark of the 10. Tom waits on the snap and takes it. Backs up, bouncing on his feet. Looks down the middle. Throws down the middle. Touchdown, Edelman! One more score for the Patriots.
Start the buses.
AFC Championship.
Start the buses, baby.
Tom Brady takes the snap. And with one more kneel down, here we go. The New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season. And with that one more, they are the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times.
The
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Scott Allen for coming on, talking Cardinal football and going around the NFL free agency with us quite a little bit there from RaisingZona.com. Jeff, I want to get into some of the things that are going on in the NBA with you when we come back in hour number two, along with, you know, continuing the conversations that we've had. And I got a couple of crazy thoughts on my mind as to, like, how in the heck does a guy like Mike Glennon get offered the kind of money that he's getting offered? Money's insane these days. That's all I can say. It's insane. And I wish it was insane coming our way the same way it's coming to these people. But ultimately, a lot of things to talk about in the sports world. So keep it close. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News.
with Tammy Rose.
All he has to do is pick up the phone, call the director of the CIA, director of national intelligence, and say, okay, what happened?
Senator John McCain says that in a minute, President Trump could clear the air over wiretapping claims he alleges against former President Obama.
Our director of national intelligence, General Clapper, testified that there was absolutely no truth to that allegation.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, McCain says he has no reason to believe the charge is true. He made it onto the White House grounds while the president was inside the residence, and now he's looking at a decade behind bars. That man is 26-year-old Jonathan Tran. Authorities say the California man was carrying mace, a backpack, and a letter to President Trump about Russian hackers when he was stopped by a Secret Service officer late Friday night near the south entrance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher leads the disciple into a desert ravine where they sit down, and the teacher makes a mark in the sand and reveals the power of the Yud. The Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, not much more than a dot or an apostrophe. And yet this smallest letter is perhaps the most significant, for it's the Yud that begins the sacred name of God, Yahweh, and the name of God's nation, Israel, and the holy city, Jerusalem, and the name of salvation, Yeshua, Jesus. What does that reveal? In God, the greatest things begin with the smallest of strokes and actions. If you want to live a life of greatness, begin by taking the smallest of steps. Begin with a yud of greatness, one small step. Take a yud of victory, a yud of faith, a yud of that journey. For the greatest of things begin with a yud.
Begin a journey that will change your life. The Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold. Or go to mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price doesn't believe the GOP's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare will leave anyone worse off financially.
There are 20 million folks right now in this nation who said to the federal government, phooey. I'll pay a penalty or I'll take a waiver. I'm not even going to get coverage.
Price told NBC's Meet the Press the current health care system doesn't work for the people. Price believes a new health care system will provide the opportunity to insure more people by providing a product they want, not something they don't want. A 3-year-old Pennsylvania girl is dead following a fire that officials believe was started by a recharging hoverboard. Two other girls were critically hurt in the blaze that broke out Friday night at a home in Harrisburg. One of the girls was hurt when she jumped from a second-floor window. A firefighter was also seriously hurt when his car was hit while responding to the fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The derailment of more than 24 train cars containing hazardous materials in Iowa on Friday is prompting calls for quicker action to upgrade aging rail tankers. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The 100-tanker car train ran into trouble 160 miles northwest of Des Moines on Friday night, and 27 of its cars containing dangerous ethanol went off the rails and exploded. The fire burned for over 36 hours. The cars involved among the old can-shaped rail tankers, already supposed to be replaced or retrofitted with safety equipment by 2023. Others are under an order to be replaced by 2029. The latest incident has watchdog groups like one called Track calling on the feds to bring those deadlines closer and to make the industry comply. They say there have been at least 7 dangerous mishaps involving ethanol-toting cars since 2006.
A published report says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has his sights set on the White House and is taking steps to launch a presidential bid.
The New York Post reports the two-term governor has hired a pair of high-profile Florida fundraisers, including Hillary Clinton money man John Adrabi, to help plan events in the swing state. Analysts say such hiring of out-of-state fundraising people is a big first step for a run. In recent weeks, Cuomo has flexed his political muscle outside of New York State. That included a trip to Israel to promote trade and meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rowe.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness, baby, the tournaments are going on, we've had some champions, we've had some automatic bids, we're going to have some bubbles burst, we're going to have some bubbles popped, we're going to have all kinds of action here. When it comes to Selection Sunday, we are live each and every Sunday, by the way, 11 to 1 Eastern Time here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, so much going on in the sports world, man, from March Madness to spring training to the NBA and all the craziness that's going on in the NBA with Steve Kerr and Iguodala and, you know, LeBron and Barkley, you name it, man. We're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world, man.
Tickets being punched to the big dance. Jeff Van Gundy smearing his own game while he broadcasts it from San Antonio. Just a great weekend for sports, as always. Look forward to getting into it with you in this next hour.
Absolutely. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you are hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Yosemite Gold Country Lodge has been called by guests a hidden gem, a beautiful place, and a great place with down-home country charm. A stay at Yosemite Gold Country Lodge means that you'll be in the historical Gold District, close to Yosemite. In addition to complimentary Wi-Fi, each room is equipped with a fireplace, and you could take advantage of the spa tub and a complimentary continental breakfast. Call 209-878-3400. YGClodge.com.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the action water sports industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddle paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Little Phil Collins bringing us back. I love that guy. Honestly, I love that guy. I'm more of a Genesis guy, though. I really like the Genesis years. I don't know about you, Jeff, but music, sports, they kind of go hand in hand. And I like Phil Collins in general, but I used to really like Genesis back in the day. How about you? Did you like Genesis at all or no?
I was a little kid, so it was playing on my mom's boombox, if you can remember those things with the double tape deck and the handle so you could take it to the beach with you. Yeah, I loved Genesis back in the day. It was one of my favorite bands to tolerate from my mom's playlist. And, I'm glad that we can work it into the show here, man.
So what are you trying to say, dude? I'm like as old as your mom or something? What's up here, man? I'm trying to figure this out.
No. You know, you got to remember the beginning of your music life. You know, the first concert I went to, I probably sat on my mom's shoulders, and it was a Beach Boy concert, probably. The Beach Boys concert back in probably 1982, 1983. So, you know, as he went solo and Genesis, you know, I mean, there was a lot of rotation with the members of Genesis, but it was at its best with Phil Collins.
Absolutely, man. But in all honesty, let's get back to sports. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And we also have a new Twitter handle that you can check out, too, and that's Dorf on Sports Radio, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Jeff?
No, it's actually DorfShow_co, but DorfOnSportsRadio.com will get you to our website, and it'll let you know where to go for social media.
So the new handle on Twitter for the Dorf on Sports Radio show is what again? Say it one more time.
It is DorfShow_co, and you can use that to get to the website too, DorfShow.co.
DorfShow_co to check us out at the new handle on Twitter as well. But a lot going on in the sports world, and I haven't gotten your takes on this. How do you feel about what the Packers did with not only bringing in Bennett, but they bring in Kendricks as well? They're obviously loading up in that tight end spot, and it kind of makes sense when you think about the formula for the New England Patriots. They've always had a couple of pretty good tight ends so that if one guy goes down, the other guy can carry the load, and now they have two capable guys. The one thing I didn't really think about it throughout the year, but I looked at the numbers and I was like checking things out. The one bad thing about Cookie, Jared Cook, was the amount of drops that he had. Martellus Bennett, a little bit more sure-handed, as well as Kendricks. Both these guys, when they catch the ball, they hold on to it, Jeff.
Both of them very good blockers as well, which is important if, regardless of whether or not the Packers bring in AP, you need to be able to run the football and you need to be able to, have that tight end when you load up one side of the line or the other. And, everybody blocks in New England. A lot of starters play special teams in New England. So Martellus Bennett, should easily supplement what Jared Cook gave you. Jared Cook's a great athlete, but he has, like you said, problems catching the football.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is they've loaded up once again. You got to think Jordy Nelson, a little bit more healthy, coming back another year after that injury. Mike Montgomery, with how he can play out of the backfield or as a wide receiver, I got to think that they're going to figure this out. And I honestly, look, I thought it was last year they'd figure it out, Jeff, but they got to figure it out this year. The Green Bay Packers are going to make some serious damage. They're going to put in some work. They're going to be healthy. Finally, they're going to be healthy at the right time. And I'll tell you what, next Super Bowl, I kind of want to be parked. Wherever it is, I want to be parked with you on Radio Row, and I want to be watching the Green Bay Packers, man.
It's a possibility. I mean, I think that they ran into a lot of the same problems in 2016 that my Cleveland Indians ran into. They just freak occurrences, injuries, playing with a roster that you didn't intend to when you broke camp. And, last year was still a solid season for the Packers. It was just not a championship caliber season. They had a nice little run, and I think that because they had to go on that run, that they ended up running out of gas when the playoffs rolled around.
All right, how do we justify guys like Mike Glennon getting $16 million offers around the NFL these days? And I understand the Brock Osweiler move, and like I said, I think it's more of a very creative way for the Browns to clear all that cap space and whatnot. And like you said, maybe the NFL cracks down on it. We'll find out. But ultimately, how in the heck are guys like Mike Glennon getting offers of like $16 million? And I get it. It's the going rate. I understand it. How have we come to this is my point.
I think that there's a belief, and I kind of learned of the Brock Osweiler trade and it was strung out a little bit. First, the Browns trade for Osweiler for him to compete with Griffin for the starting job. We know that's not the case because, they've expressed more interest in the pick than the player. We know that he's not going to compete with Griffin because Griffin's no longer there. They released him. So Cody Kessler is really the only quarterback that's on the Browns roster that I expect to see on the 53-man roster come September. So, it's interesting, but there are 32 teams that need quarterbacks, and unfortunately I don't think that there are 32 able-bodied men that can play the position at an NFL-caliber level, and that's why you have guys like Mike Glennon getting $16 million or $15 million. You have Brock Osweiler signing that big contract a year ago. People like the size. People like the prototype. The Cardinals took a flyer on Logan Thomas, who couldn't play. There's just so many players that you want to see how they can compete in game action. And I think that everybody believes if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers weren't blessed with the number one overall pick and the opportunity to take a guy like Jameis Winston, that Mike Glennon would be the man there at this point.
You bring up such an interesting point, though, of how you just said that there's not 32 capable bodies to go out and play the quarterback position at the NFL level. And I was, thinking about it for a second, and I'm saying to myself, what is this guy talking about? And, this is nuts. This is a ridiculous thought. But then I brought it down to the high school level, where I coach high school tennis for Saguaro. Here in Arizona, and I'm thinking about all the different levels of players that I go through and I see on a week-to-week basis throughout the Valley from school to school, and it amazes me. It's like I can't believe that there's such a difference in level from one spot to the next. So you actually might be onto something there, and what I'm wondering is why in the heck aren't people getting better at these things so that they can go out and not only represent themselves better, but obviously the teams, the organizations, the franchises that are putting so much and investing in them so heavily. This is your job, man. Like, why in the world would you want to go out there and suck at it? So when you say to me that there's 32, not 32 capable bodies, I'm getting it. I understand because I see it on the high school level. There's not even six capable bodies at a lot of these places because that's how many matches you play for varsity tennis. And, you know, it's unbelievable. It starts at that level. Are sports
dying? You're talking about a neighborhood versus the whole world, or at least all of North America that's interested in football. I mean, the talent pool is infinitely deep for the National Football League. Whereas a high school, you're looking at a neighborhood or people that are willing to drive and drop their kids off at this school for this athletic program, and not every athletic program has that kind of draw.
I get it, but what I'm trying to say is like, are less people getting out there and playing sports these days? Has the interest level in sports kind of been steered in a different direction? Is the technology world taking over and kids aren't playing anymore? Like, honestly, that's kind of where my head is at with, like, how kids are going about things these days. They'd rather sit on a computer or sit on a video game than get outside and work on basketball skills or work on football skills. So I think that the ammo for kids growing up these days is so much different than it was for guys like myself wanting to try and strive to be a professional athlete that never, ever happened. So I think the wants and the needs and the likes of people these days are so much different. I know we got to take a quick break. We'll get back into this and other things on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Interesting conversation that we were just having about not enough able, capable bodies to go out there and perform at a high professional level. And I actually think that it's always been a problem when you think about the quarterback position, to be honest with you. Because...
yeah, quarterback. Quarterback, punter, kicker. I mean, there's a few positions. There's a few positions that are like that. And I kind of want to, you know, get going on that point that you were making about these kids playing video games and being on their iPads and everything else. You know, I kind of dated myself, you know, from listening to Genesis and Phil Collins as a kid in the last segment. So, you know, I came up on the, you know, the Atari 2600, the Nintendo Entertainment System, and Super Mario Brothers, and all of that. And that stuff was fun. And, you know, I lived in a wintry climate in Cleveland, Ohio, so I had plenty of time that I couldn't get outside, but we tried anyway. And, you know, the sports leagues, the NFL, for example, with Play 60, they're trying to get these kids outside. But I don't think that it's that. I think that that makes it a little bit, it kind of clears the decks a little bit, because kids have put a priority on video games versus, you know, sharpening up their game. Those are the kids that we're going to wash out anyway. So we're just seeing a better level of competition, I think, at the high school level now, because that generation head down, they're not on the court. They're not mucking up they're not gumming up the works. I think the bar has been set higher. I think you have a lot of parents, helicopter dads, we call them in the college football world, you know, that raise these prototype football players, especially if they have the size or they see something early in their lives and they focus them on playing one sport. They try to hone their game. I've got a friend at Cleveland.com named Hayden Grove. He grew up in Florida in Fort Lauderdale, grew up, played high school basketball with Brandon Knight. And he just talked to me about Brandon Knight's work ethic and how he grinded every night at the gym. You know, first one there, last one to leave. And that's the kind of attitude you have, to find greatness and to be great. And, you know, we're talking about the high school level. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, he was in Vegas covering the Pac-12 tournament. But we've got a little pivot here for you, Mike. I know that you're involved with the Jackrabbits out there at Mesa High School in Mesa, Arizona. First of all, welcome on. And, second of all, what does it take for a high school kid to be great in 2017?
Mike, are you with us?
I'm right here.
So, Jeff, go ahead. Rephrase that for him.
Well, I know you're around a high school program a lot out there at Mesa High. You know, they've done well in the state tournaments, in basketball the last couple of seasons. You've written about it at Campus Press Box. You've written about it for Pacific Takes. What kind of work does a kid need to put in? And do you think that we have fewer great athletes because there are so many distractions with today's children?
I do. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Making sure. Okay.
Yeah, we got you. Man. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. All right. I think there are less greater athletes because of the distractions. And I heard you guys talking about the video games. I see that coaching all the time. The kids that I deal with at Mesa High, there's a lot of video gaming going on. There's a lot of gamers. And when I'm coaching football, it's tough to get some of the kids to to understand what it takes to be great, that you got to get in the weight room. You got to get at practice. You can't miss practice and, you know, and go to grandma's birthday. I mean, you'd be surprised at how many kids miss practice on a daily basis. But, Jeff, I heard you're saying, you know, those are the kids that will probably eventually wash out anyways. They are eventually. They won't succeed at the varsity level in football. But I think a lot of it does depend on the parents. I heard you guys talking about helicopter dads, and certainly I've had to deal with them. But I also look at them as they're trying to get the best out of their kid. They're trying to get the most out of, you know, whatever God-given talent that their child may have for playing quarterback or point guard. You know, and then it comes down to the coaching. You know, the coaches have to drive their kids. They have to make them want to be great. They have to be tough on their kids. And, you know, at least at Mesa High with the football and the basketball program, I see that. I mean, we're very tough on those kids, and we keep track of who's in the weight room, who's not. We make phone calls, you know, when you've missed practice of what's going on, those kind of things. So it's a combination of things that's going to make a kid great. But, you know, some of it comes from within. I mean, they have to have that intuitive thing inside them that drives them to want to be great. So
I agree with you, man. No, I agree with you 100%, Mike, and you and I get to see it probably a little bit closer than Jeff, so I think that we have maybe a little bit of a better understanding at the daunting task as being a coach these days. These kids just aren't as interested. I'm sorry, man. That's the flat out. That's the way that I see it. I see it every day, to be quite honest with you. They're just not as interested. When you want them to work hard, they don't really want to work hard. When you tell them this is what you got to do, they kind of look at you and they're like, I don't know, man. I think I can do it this way. That there's just so much more fighting going on these days, I think, with them not being willing to listen and realize that we were them at one point, you know, and we're so much smarter now than we were when we were their age, because we were just like them, to be honest with you. I thought I knew Absolutely. It all growing up as a kid, and I wasn't as receptive to listening to people tell me how to go about doing things. I was like, no, I can figure this out, man. I'll get it. But now I teach, now I coach, and I see a lot of myself in a lot of these kids. However, the difference is I had that hunger, I had that desire, I wanted to be great, and I don't see that with a lot of kids these days, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, I had the hunger, I had the drive to want to be great at whatever sport I was doing. I mean, I was a multi-sport guy. So, you know, and part of it is, I mean, you know this as well, that, you know, the parents can get in the way of the kid being great as well, because they want to coach from the sidelines. They want to be involved in absolutely everything. And sometimes I just have to tell parents, trust me on this. You know, I've been doing this for almost 15, 20 years. So I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. The kids, like you said, I mean, all you got to do is to tell the kids, trust me, I've been there. You know, I don't know how many times you said this, but I've said this 1,000 times. I was your age. I know what, I know what you're going through. I can help you be whatever you want to be, if it's football or basketball. And the kids just have to listen. If they realize that the coach has the best interest of them in mind, then the sky's the limit for the kid, you know. So
I agree 100%. Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. I'm just going to wrap this with this statement, and then we'll move on and talk some Pac-12 basketball. And if you have time, we'll probably keep you for a little bit of time on the other side and maybe get into just go around talking to you about some basketball in general, the NCAA, and maybe even some Celtics, because I know you're a Celtic guy as well. Look, at the end of the day, man, we can't want it more than the kid wants it. I hate to say it. And in too many cases today,
That's how I feel. It's like I have these kids that have this talent, but yet I want to bring it out of them more than they want to bring it out of themselves. And to me, that's so disappointing because I see something and I want it, but I'm not the guy that's able to do it anymore. I can only give so much to these people. They have to want it. They have to run with the ball. And Jeff, this I want to ask you this, Mike, and then we'll move on and we'll get into some Pac-12 action. Sure. Do you notice the same thing that I notice from school to school, that there's such a different level of ability, like as far as football, like Saguaro just dominates everybody. You know, the state championship game wasn't close. Like, to me, that's not parity. That's not fun. That's not good. We want to have closer games. Yes or no?
Absolutely want to have closer games. And you probably know this as well. Here's what kills a lot of the competitive balance is open enrollment.
Hey, Mike, hold on one sec real quick, because I didn't realize we were totally up against the break. And hold the thought, and then we'll get in. We'll let you finish your thought, and then we'll get into the Pac-12 and some other stuff on the other side as well. So Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com hanging out with us. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's past now, and your words start to fade. All the memories I had still remain. I've kept all the pictures, but I hide my
attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check out Jeff at By Jeff Rich. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then the Dorf Show, you can always get that. How, Jeff, one more time? How do they check that out?
On Twitter and Instagram at Dorf Show underscore co.
At Dorf Show underscore co. So that's how you can get us with the Dorf on Sports radio show. You can always check that stuff out. And we are building that website. It's getting better day by day. Hey, Mike, I want to let you finish your thought on the levels of inconsistency. That's what I'd call it. Or, not being held accountable from school to school out here where there's such different levels of play. I see it on the tennis court where the number one player sometimes is just incredible and can absolutely destroy the other team's number one player, and then obviously so on and so forth down the list. But truth be told, I see such different levels from school to school, and that's why I've kind of thought about and formulated my opinion as to what I'm seeing and why we don't see greatness. And somebody on my Facebook Live feed had a great point. We see this in every profession. It's not just in sports, but that's what we talk about here on the program, so that's where I'm venting my anger. But she is 100% correct. We deal and we settle for less in every single situation nowadays, whether it's in a sports level or on a professional level, in any other way, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, everything, anything you can think of. These people all around the place are not giving us top quality in every single business and every single location. So, Mike, your final thought on how kids are so different from school to school.
Well, you know, being originally from Oregon and coming down to Arizona, the first thing I figured out when I started coaching was the whole open enrollment thing. That, you know, you can pick, parents can pick, they can provide a reasonable excuse why they want to come to the school that they want to go to, even though they live out of the, let's say, the district boundaries, then they can come in. And, you know, you mentioned Saguaro, you know, just pummels everybody, you know, and even in the championship game, it wasn't even close.
No.
I think open enrollment has a lot to do with that, because you got kids leaving other schools that they live within their boundaries going, I want to win. That's where I want to go. I want to go to Saguaro. I want to go to Red Mountain or, you know, Chandler High. And they live totally out of the district. At Mesa High, we suffer from that greatly. We got football kid-wise, last year we had about six or seven kids that were quality players, like top-notch, solid high school players. Few of them were going to Chandler High. Few of them were going to Red Mountain High School. A couple of them were going to Desert Ridge. And so the inequality with the talent is, to me, it's directly related to that open enrollment policy that we have in the state. So
very good. That's an excellent point. No, that's a great point, Mike.
You know, guys, with open enrollment, that's a real sensitive subject from where I come from, because the Cleveland public schools are so notoriously awful that all the suburbs around Cleveland really protected themselves when it came to residency. And there were a lot of Cleveland kids whose parents wanted to send them across the border into, you know, cities like Lakewood and Euclid that most of our listeners have never heard of. But that was a big issue from an educational standpoint. But hey, let's get into why you're up in Las Vegas. You were covering the Pac-12 tournament, and let's kind of keep it on that leadership, sentiment here. And the way that Sean Miller sets an example for his players, in his treatment of Steve Alford versus how respectful he was of Altman and the Oregon Ducks with Boucher out. I mean, he kind of let them mitigate it a little bit, but, you know, Oregon's still a big, good basketball team without Chris Boucher on the floor.
Yeah, that, you know, when I started hearing whispers of that, I was like, ooh, you know, Boucher out, big loss for them, because he just provides so much on the defensive end and just so much hustle for the Ducks that, you know, that whole game, I just sat there going, you know, I wonder if this would be totally different if Boucher was in there, because the last time these two teams played, Oregon just handled them. As far as Sean Miller, the whole thing with Alford, you know, and just, you know, what his quote was, you know, relating back to the previous game at McHale Center, I really didn't have a problem with it. You know, if Alford's going to pull that stuff with McHale and offer up, you know, we decided to remind the kids they had to be poised. Don't be shocked if someone pulls that same thing on you, you know, in a big situation, in a big game, just to, you know, needle you a little bit. So I didn't really have a problem with it. I don't see Sean Miller as a, you know, having leadership problems at all. Those kids that he has, I mean, granted, he rakes in top five, you know, five-star guys all the time. Those guys go through the wall for him. Go ahead.
I was going to reset there and just say that's the voice of Mike Wilson joining us from PacificTakes.com. Let me ask you this, Mike. When we're talking about these three teams, Oregon, Arizona, UCLA, I personally think Arizona is the best of that bunch for a couple of different reasons. They play really good defense. They can get up and down the floor if they have to. But I think their coach is the best out of the three. I hate to say it. Sean Miller is a great coach. He gets those players to give them the max effort, and for the most part, they play smart. I cannot say the same thing about UCLA or Oregon. They, at times, don't play smart. They make bad decisions. And a lot of that, I'm going to put on the coach. Look, guys go out there and make plays. I get it. You can't control whether Lonzo Ball hurts his thumb or whatever, and your team all of a sudden is completely different. I get that. I understand that. But the decision-making has to come from somewhere. And I think that Alford and the Ducks, their coaching is nowhere near the level of Sean Miller. Sean Miller is a fantastic college basketball coach.
I think Miller's one of the better tacticians that we have, in college basketball. And it's just not the Pac-12, but the way that he can make adjustments at halftime, be like, okay, here's what they're doing, the marketing. Here's what we're going to do in response to that. I like watching Arizona because, like you said, they play defense. And out of the three, I mean, I wrote an article a few weeks ago that, you know, I thought the Ducks would probably come out of this, you know, with the conference title. But after seeing these three teams up close the last few days, Arizona they're just a notch above. They buckle down. They play defense. They don't have – and here's what I think of Oregon. While Altman gets, you know, a lot of praise for what he's done for the program, those players, they're emotional players.
Good call.
Dylan Brooks, I mean, I realize that people just love Brooks. And they think he's, you know, he's, I mean, he's the Pac-12 player of the year. But I, to be honest with you, I'm sitting there in my seat just going, he can't go left. He's a streaky shooter from the outside. I mean, he tries to take everything to the rack and draw fouls, draw possible three-point plays, that kind of thing. But to me, from the outside, he's average. So I didn't sit there going, wow, look at that guy. Like, he didn't bring that out in me. Markkanen did. Lauri Markkanen. Holy smoke. If I was a GM, I'd work that guy out as many times as possible. And if he was available, take that kid. The center from U of A. And UCLA, to me, UCLA soft. But
Mike, let me ask you something. The first half, Lauri Markkanen was kept off the board, so he was double and sometimes triple teamed. Is that the blueprint to keep U of A, to keep yourself in the game with U of A as we enter this tournament?
That might be if I'm understanding you kind of broke up there at the end, but if I'm understanding your question, if you're playing U of A in the tournament, is that what you got to do to kind of neutralize him? The Ducks packed the paint. They went to a 2-3 zone at times, for a little while it looked like a box and one, where just wherever Markkanen went, there was always, a guy on him, if not two, and like you said, if not three, if he got the ball in the paint. But that might be the prescription for trying to stay with them. Because if you let Markkanen get off, you're done. You're just done. Because then everything collapses around you, and then you have all their guards, Alkins, Jackson Cartwright, that little point guard, all tournament long made big shots. He didn't score a ton of points, but when he scored, were at crucial times, hitting threes, hitting little bunnies in the lane, that stuff that you need your role players to step up a little bit and make some shots. Jackson Cartwright, that kid performed at a high level to me. But like I said, UCLA, the prescription for beating them is just D them up and be physical. Knock them around a little bit. And that's even the way that I think you can beat the Ducks. Ducks don't like to be pushed around.
No, I agree. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you taking time out with us. We got a couple callers that we want to try to get in, so
sure.
We totally appreciate it. We'll have to catch up with you definitely down the road. And I enjoyed talking to you about high school sports in general, man, so we will absolutely do it, okay, man?
Cool. Appreciate being on, guys.
Mike Wilson, PacificTakes.com. Hey, let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica because I know we've got him. I know you've been hanging for like 20 minutes. We totally appreciate it. 1-800-878-7529. Mitch, you're up, man. What's going on?
Well, hello, guys. Good morning. I finally came out of the basement and after my 20-minute wait and the end of the football season, I was just calling to say happy Selection Sunday to you guys. Looking forward to an interesting day, but really the NCAA tournament and the controversy of Texas Southern getting in and out of the SWAC because the winner of the SWAC, Alcorn State, was ineligible for the tournament. Them getting in was not really what I was talking about, but what I was really wanted to talk about on this as we're moving into Selection Sunday in the tournament is the idea of the underdog and what makes the tournament so great of us sitting back and rooting for these type of schools in this wonderful tournament that will just have our attention for the next few weeks. But it's really not it's not necessarily the underdog of the NCAA tournament that I really want to talk about. And that there's another tournament going on all around the world in the World Baseball Classic, and it's what Team Israel is doing right now, going 4-0, and last night playing small ball, upsetting Cuba after going through and sweeping the first round of the World Baseball Classic. This is a team made up of a bunch of kind of major league journeymen throwaways and a couple of natural-born Israeli players, one of whom who's Shlomo Leibitz, who, by the way, by day is a vice president at the City Winery in New York in charge of entertainment. So following this team is just incredible, and it just kind of puts a whole feeling of rooting for the underdog as they go back to the NCAA tournament, following this team and just getting on that bandwagon and having a great time with sports and seeing these guys succeed.
Great stuff as always from you, Mitch. And I think we even got a shout-out and a plug for City Winery. So I love that, man. Awesome stuff from Mitch, man. I love it, Mitch.
Well, looking forward to a good tournament. You know, watch the baseball classic. I mean, tonight, let's see, the Israel plays at 3 in the morning. So we've been fortunate so far, but they've got a nice road ahead. I think if they win just one of the next two games, they'll actually advance to San Diego. And this is a team that
all right. Hey, we'll check it. Hey, hang tight with us, Mitch. We'll bring you up on the other side. We got to take a quick break. Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back. Everybody.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment to funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for businesses.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment. The banks wouldn't help us.
Need cash for your business? Call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. If you're in business 6 months with $10,000 per month in sales, you probably qualify. Call Penn Funding now. Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Penn Funding helped me stay in business.
Penn Funding helped us grow.
Penn Funding can save your business. We can help you grow your business. Make the call now. If you need cash for your business, call Penn Funding. We help small business stay in business. Need cash for your business? Call 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055. 800-766-4055.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports. And got to thank Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. Mitch, you got a couple of seconds, maybe 10 or so. It's your final take, man. What's going on?
My final take is I am all in with Jordan Matthews from Santa Monica High School, senior point guard with Gonzaga, winning the tournament. And go Team Israel making it to Dodger Stadium. Kosher brat sales are going to go through the roof.
Good Unbelievable. Stuff, good stuff.
Hey,
Jeff?
Hey, the World Baseball Classic. I find myself not rooting for any individual country, but rooting for players. And let's remember, folks, it is just glorified spring training despite the competition level.
My parting shot is, man, oh, man, where the heck did the time go? There is so much to talk about and not enough time to do it here on the program. So what I'm crying about right now is not enough time to talk sports on the program. Maybe we need more time, Jeff. That's what I'm thinking, dude. We need more time to talk about sports. But for Jeff, for Scott, for Mike, for the other Scott that joined us in hour number one, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We are out of here until next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.